one of the things you must understand concerning authority, we live in a world where we know God is the absolute being. He created us in His image. And we must adhere to the things He has put in place for us here. And a lot of people don't understand this, that not only is He the absolute power, He's the one who puts the law enforcement and gives them the right. Now, we're going to get someone to read Romans chapter 13, starting with the first verse, going down to the fifth verse. Thank you. And the Bible tells us that as she just read, it said, let every soul be subject to the governing authority. For there is no authority except from who? From God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Everything that we do concerning authority comes from the Almighty God. But there are a few other things in this verse, these verses that we want to look at. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. What does that mean? Read what he said, look at it. For rulers what? Are not terror to good works, but to evil. Yes, yes, Judy.
Ray, I think that it's meant for those rulers or those people with power. They are supposed to uphold the laws, but not to be to be unkind to those that are in the right. Or how am I going to put this? To be just. Because a lot of times, especially nowadays, you see where the innocent gets punished more than the one that was the perpetrator. Mm-hmm. And I think as people in higher authorities and with that power, they also hold the responsibility to God that they govern or lead or judge these people in a righteous way.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. The Bible also tells us and you will have praise from the saints. And this is always my favorite verse. I love this verse, verse 4. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. Talking about the police officer, that rod he got on his hip. And you got to remember the time that this was written. There were no guns. But it's the same thing. It means the exact same thing as a gun. He carries not the sword or that gun in vain. That means you had better make sure you respect the authority of the law. Because really, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you don't have anything to fear. The ones who have something to fear, those folks out there that don't want to do that. Yeah. That's why I love this bank, this one so much. I go over there and I like to look at that because, again, as you read it, my wife read it in verse 1 about it's God's authority. He's the one who put it in place. You don't lack it. If you don't lack it, you got to take it up with him. But he is the one who put all of that in place. And it also said, let's see, we had already mentioned if you do evil, be afraid. It does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister. In avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. You know, it all starts with your mind. That's where it starts. What are you going to do with evil or what are you going to do good? And it's very important that we have the kind of conscience that tells us, oh, that's not right. Sometimes you need to listen to that conscience because that's why God gave it to us. We have to think over it before we can make an act or commit an act. So important. I had to write some things down that you will bear with me. Now I want to share this with you because as many of you, as you watch the History Channel, you've probably seen about some of these folks who, or Stallings and others who were rulers, but evil. All right, the emperors of Rome, the Czar, Czars. Of Russia and old monarchs all held unlimited power and abused it through war, greed, and disinterest in the suffering of others. And these things really occurred. I mean, one of the individuals that I constantly can think of is Saddam Hussein, who just killed thousands of folks with gas, and he was a man that could not be trusted. He's not the only one. Ayatollah Khomeini. He's another one. When they took our Americans hostage all those months, we have some people in this world But always remember, I like this, Philip Jones mentioned one time. He said, in spite of all of that, God allows men to be in power. For sure, why? So if you abuse your power, and many of them die horrible death because they had no way of knowing how to treat people and those under them. And a lot of it is not only greed, which involves money, but the power over another individual who has very little say-so in the things that's going on around him. I think it's such a shame. We have a lot of differences in this country, certainly, that I get frustrated with, but it's still a pretty good country to live in. I don't have any complaints about that. But we had better understand that God put everything, all things, under his son's feet. And we are going to make sure, we better make sure, that we do what the Lord says. As I just mentioned, people even today, some of them have problems with authority. And it corrupts the very character of men. Yes.
Right. I had to, the whole thing you were talking about, I had to go back to Hitler, because when he first started to lead the country, he really started out fairly well. I mean, he created jobs for his people by building the highways and all of this. But when he became so full of power with no accountability for what he'd done, that he just became this evil person. He just wanted to create just one particular race, and everybody else was going to have to die because they were not these blue-eyed, blonde-haired German people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think the corruption comes when you no longer feel that you have accountability for what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have to account for what you're doing to someone, then you think you have this, I don't know, they almost look at themselves as God himself. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
That's when they do and act the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel, I can do whatever I want to. I don't have to count to nobody for this. And I think that's where it starts. It's not the power and the authority. It's when they lose the accountability for what they're doing.
Absolutely. Well, I saw two things. Go ahead, sir.
But then along with that, we can saw that people that were passing the man stood up to
That's often. And I think a lot of times that's fear. That's a fear factor. Because many Christians died at the hands of evil men. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I told my wife this morning about the young quarterback named James Winston, played for Florida State.
Yeah.
This young kid is always on a high school. He's always running once he catches it. So, but instead of getting in trouble, he was like, he moved on fighting him. I mean,
yeah.
He was suspended for the whole game yesterday, but he was still standing on the sideline. He had dressed out in his helmet and everything, and he was working out, warming up the team in the beginning, when he was suspended for the whole game. So his team was afraid of losing. You know, that's the point that was made. His team was afraid of losing. But that's why they kind of let him do what he wanted to do. Everything he's done is totally on his chest. He stole crab legs from the store. He got a sexual assault case against him. And he stood up in the middle of the school diner and yelled some of the team. I mean, and he still was on the sideline last night. I didn't understand that. So that's kind of like what I'm talking about.
You shouldn't have been in the stadium. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. We got a lot of that. Now, I know everybody in here, unless you've been living under a rock, know about Ray Rice and those who don't know, a football player. And the other fella played for Minnesota. Yeah, Adrian Peterson. Well, you know, the thing that gets me with our media, and then I will get back to my lesson. The thing that gets me with our media, they overemphasize. I don't have anything against them reporting. But I mean, it's on every channel. You know, and it's just ridiculous. This is not the first time a man has hit his wife. First time he might have got caught on camera.
Yeah.
You know? And as far as Adrian go, I had a problem with him whooping that child 4 years old. I had a problem with it. And I did him a little bit of spanking when my chin got out of hand when he was young. But that boy had a lot of whips on his legs on his switches. But it ain't come along when we did. I had to go out and get my own switch to get my own behind whip. So I know all about it. But we need to, I'm not saying, there's nothing wrong with reporting something that you think is wrong. But I just think they go too far. I think they go too far in allowing, you know, let the media just on the sports channel, CNN, local news, everywhere. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting that, letting people know how it is in this world. But I mean, you know, you don't have to continue too much. Yes.
They got, this is
very unfortunate. What's that lady's name? Madeline Albright? Albright? Or whatever her name. Years ago, she was all on Donahue. Because she was one of the major agencies in the world.
Mary Madeline O'Hara.
That's who it is. Thank you. And I'm going to tell you, it's a shame. This woman literally stopped the school from allowing prayer in the school. I think it's, and I tell you, it's sad. Yeah.
Drive
of the things they do say you need to get your facts straight before you start mentioning stuff. You need to know what you're talking about. It's really, really depressing to look at some of the news, I tell you the truth. All right, we'll get back to you. Thank you all for your comments this morning. Then there is our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority. Some authority? All authority. All authority is given to him. All authority. In both heaven and earth, it has been given to him. Somebody go get for me Matthew 28. Matthew 28. And I think verse 18. I think you understand all right. Matthew 28, 18, I think. He is always seek to glorify God, not himself. You know, that's one of the things that sets Christ apart from man. Because the more man, more power he gets, the more he wants. And he doesn't want to relinquish it. He wants to continue to keep it. And dealing with power, it's very unfortunate that people don't even think about God many times. They don't ever think about how blessed they are to have to thank God for putting them in a position where you can help someone, not just do what you want and make people's lives miserable. That's not what it's for. And many people need to get their Christ attitude, because Christ didn't seek to be equal with God, but to serve. And he was God himself in the flesh. But did he abuse his authority? I don't say power, because that's something that Christ never said he had. The authority of God himself allowed him to be able to do the things he did without billing himself up. That's the way, and we're made in his image. We ought to have that attitude. Yes, sir.
I would like to say that power comes from giving you that attitude. You never know the impact.
One of the things we need to get out of our minds, we have no power. We have those even in the church that are leaders that think they got power. You know, that's the wrong attitude to have. Because anything, I had to realize everything comes from God with me. And I'm just thankful to still be living, where I can enjoy the perks of this life, but I'm looking forward to the perks of the next life. As
and anybody sitting in here, I think should feel the same way. We're trying to get to heaven. And he has given us a promise. But that's where we'll be.
But yes. There's a big difference between power and authority.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Jesus was given a job to do. That was his authority over the things that he had to do. And he did that job well. Any job or any position that you hold in government, whatever it may be, from the president on down, is a job given to them by God. So they have power over that job to do it. Doesn't mean that they can abuse this. They ought to use that power in the capacity of that job, not to abuse people or to... Usually what comes with it is this prestige that people get because they're in a position of power that they have. It will corrupt as well because it comes to the point where people don't want to give up that privilege.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're given authority, you are given authority over a job that you are to do.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. Thank you.
Authority would be considered more like an adjective or like a descriptive term opposed to power being a verb.
Oh, yeah. But I think the problem is we tend to constantly use the term power, which I think is not good. Because anything we have, to say, it comes from God. So he gives us a little bit of authority. But people can abuse authority just like anything else. You know? We can abuse it. No question about it. We have a responsibility to God to do the right thing. Our God is the ultimate in authority. He puts government officials in place, and we as I told you my handwriting is terrible. Oh, as well as one and enforcement. God enforces authority only if we choose to accept his authority. If we don't choose to accept his authority, he can't force it on us. But we have the opportunity to make sure we do what's right. I've seen so many people get hurt simply because someone abuses the authority. And it's so bad. It's sad. Let's look at, somebody get for me 1 Corinthians, I think I got this right, 15, 24, and 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 24, and 28. And whoever gets it can read it. Those two verses.
Subject to him, and the Son himself will also be subject to him for all things under him, and God made him.
Jesus is going to give everything back to the Father. And the Bible states that he has everything under his footstool. We need to make sure that we understand the importance of Jesus Christ. We cannot minimize him and say that he's this or he's that or he's not that or he's not this. He is the one we must follow in his word. We have to. Yes, bro.
You were talking about earlier all these bad people from rank. You talked about their ranking for a short period of time. But, you know, 1 Peter 4:16, it says if, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed. But praise God that you bear the name. For it is the time of judgment to bring with the banner of God. And if be with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is harder for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly?
That's exactly right. Thank you for that. Very good. Well, we're not out of the woods yet. We got some work to do. And, while we are not perfect, we need to try to strive toward perfection. We may never get there. But if we have an opportunity, we need to do the best we can to obey the Lord, his word, and his authority. Y'all look at the news like I do. I get so sick and tired of murder. So kidding. I mean, taking something you can't give back. Taking somebody's life, you can't give it back. And they just talk about it like it's lunch. Like it's no meaning to it at all. I don't know how a person can walk around. And it used to be a time, I remember, because I was old enough to remember. Guys used to fight with fists back then when I was coming off. These guys now got knives and guns. You can't even look at an individual now. What you looking at me for? All that kind of stuff. You don't have any respect for our fellow man many times. I'm just here to say we need to get back to what God, I'm talking about Christians now. The world is out there and it's going to do what it has to do. But we need to make sure we conduct ourselves the way that God would want us to do. That's what we need to do. He said all enemies will be destroyed. Once Jesus has gained complete authority and power, as Sister Jess read, he will turn it all over to the Father. Submission. Let's look at a little bit of, what time do you have, Don? Yeah, we got a little bit of time there. Submission in the home. Submission in the home. Somebody give me Genesis chapter 2. Verses 18 and 25. And somebody give for me Psalm 127 and verse 3-5. Psalm chapter 127, division 127, verses 3-5, and Genesis 2:18-25.
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Did you say through 25?
Yeah, you see.
Okay. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, and they closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they fell to shame.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That speaks volumes right there.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks volumes. Because, you know, God knew what we need. He knew it. And he created a woman. Wow, yes. I'm telling you. It's a beautiful thing. And you know, I'm just so, I'm so thankful that he did that. It's just a great, great thing. And, you know, to have the mind of God, you can't imagine. You can't imagine. For him to make a woman and a man. People were saying, you know, anybody out there, yeah, you keep looking, you find the right one. You know. But yeah, God made it. I'm so glad. Psalms 127, 3 through 5, right there.
Psalms 127,
3. O children of Lord, inheritance of the Lord, beauty of the man is his reward. As arrows are in the man's hand, the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the meaning in the book.
Thank you. What the Bible said, happy? Oh yeah. Should be joy. And this business, I want to get back to what she read also. Woman was taken from the rib of man. Not to walk in front of it, not to walk behind it, but to walk beside it.
Yeah.
That's what a woman should do. And I'm going to tell you, I know I got a group. Yeah. I'm thankful. I'm truly thankful. Yeah. Well, I didn't finish. But I guess I am finished. I guess I am, because it's about that time. Oh, thank you. Thank you all so much for your participation. Appreciate you so much.